It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. In what could be considered a sign of these extremely budget-conscious times, some small towns in western Pennsylvania are coming to the realization that they cannot afford their own police force. Wilkinsburg is considering joining other towns that are dissolving their police departments, the result of financial distress being felt in smaller communities. So who is filling those gaps when it comes to protecting and serving citizens? I'm joined now in studio by Christine Manganis of our content partner Public Source, who has reported on this topic. Christine Manganis, welcome.
Thank you.
And also joining us by phone is Ohio Township Police Chief Norbert Miklas, whose officers serve in those smaller communities. Chief Miklas, good to have you with us.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
And we'd like to hear from you. You can join the conversation at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Email is esspgh@wesa.fm. On Twitter at ESSPGH. Do you live in Wilkinsburg or another community considering dissolving its police force? What concerns do you have? Or if you live in a town that no longer has its own police, we'd like to hear about what's happening there and whether you feel as safe as you used to. 412-246-2002, the number to call. Christine Manganis, you have reported that small towns are dissolving their police forces in greater numbers. Wilkinsburg is among those considering this. Why is it happening?
Well, it really comes down to one thing for these small towns, and it's to save money. That's what I found. What kind of sparked this story is I was going through the news and I started seeing all of these small towns saying, hey, is it utilities or is it, you know, can we keep our police force? And it comes down to, you know, will another community or will the state police do that? And these small towns feel that they can.
How long has it been happening? How long have we been seeing this?
Well, I mean, I just started seeing the trend recently, but honestly, it dates back, I would say. As I talked about Ohio Township and how they cover seven other neighboring boroughs, that dates back 10 years for some of them. And for them, it's worked out.
And roughly how many small towns are doing this?
It's hard to say a number, but in Allegheny County, there's 130 municipalities, and 15 of the small towns depend on neighboring boroughs, and two of them depend on the state police. And in Pennsylvania as a whole, there's over 2,500 municipalities. The state police covers 50% of them full-time, and over 400 of them they cover part-time as well, so that's 65%.
So... And you mentioned the Ohio Township Police. Who's mm-hmm. picking up the slack? Who's keeping the peace? Because if you dissolve your police force, somebody has to protect the folks. So in most cases, how is that happening? You have the Ohio Township Police. Are there other police entities? I guess the state police are also involved in
right.
doing this.
Yeah, the state police have a huge part in it. You know, some small towns are so small where they're not even having a patrol 24/7. These calls will just go directly to the neighboring borough that's covering them for whenever they need a call. And in some cases that works. And, you know, some cases like Wilkinsburg, the residents don't feel like that will do the job.
412-246-2002, the number to call to join the conversation. And again, we're looking for people in communities where police forces have been dissolved and folks there are depending on other police forces to protect and serve their citizens. And of the 15 small towns in Allegheny County that depend on a neighboring community for police coverage, seven rely on protection from Ohio Township, where Norbert Miklas is the police chief. And as I mentioned, he's with us by phone. Chief Miklas, what services do you provide these communities?
Well, each community has their own idea of what they need. We fashion the services that we provide to them based on what their needs are. Basically, most agencies want, most departments want a patrolman 24/7, 365 days a year. They want everything that they had with their own police department. And services, we provide that, and we provide additional services that it's difficult for very small departments to provide. We provide school resource officer, canine service. We have full-time detectives. We have outstanding equipment, cars. We have 14 cars, all with computers. And it's just, these are the things that the smaller departments have had a tough time being able to provide because they're so heavily burdened with salaries. A lot of these smaller communities, particularly the ones we serve, they're great communities, but there's no room for additional growth. You know, out here in the suburbs, you have a lot of growth. You have new homes, new businesses. In these smaller communities that used to, a lot of them along the river and along the mill towns, and they're just grown out. And there's just no, so consequently, their tax bases are dwindling, and as the cost of everything goes up and the tax base goes down, you know, you have a problem. So that's, you know, we've worked this out in the communities that we serve. It's been a bonus for everybody. I mean, the amount that they're paying is far less than when they originally had their own department, and collectively with these contracts that we get from the municipalities, we're able to put out a much more comprehensive program, as I explained earlier.
Yeah, I was going to mention that this must be, the Ohio Township Police Force was relying on a certain number of resources to facilitate what you do, but now with these other communities coming to you, has that sort of bolstered your own force?
Oh, absolutely. It's increased our number of people. It's increased the amount of money that we have to now put towards some of these additional services. Again, full-time detectives and equipment, different things that normally you have to cut back on, and we're able to provide these services. I mean, we do most of all our own investigations. The only thing that we don't do is homicides, and obviously there's expertise at the county police, and we rely on them for that, which something like that you just don't have happen very often. So, but anything else, burglaries, robberies, sexual assaults, anything that goes on in the schools, we handle ourselves. And this is a bonus that we can tell these communities, look, you know, we're handling all this, so, you know, we're not having to go and rely on other agencies. If there's a question about what's going on in your town, we're the ones that are going to answer the questions. We don't have to go to another agency and then rely on them to answer these questions for us.
And it sounds like what you are saying here, Chief Miklos, is that this is not a one-size-fits-all arrangement, that each community is able to say to you, this is what we want, and you're able to tailor your service to each individual community and its own needs?
Exactly. And we have ones that want the car 24 hours a day in the community. And we have other ones that we do a patrol three times a day. We do each shift, they patrol the area, and we answer any calls that go there, investigate any crimes that go on there, but they don't have a car there 24/7. Most of these communities are all contiguous, so as they're going from one community to the next, they're still getting additional patrols that's not even mandated. But we don't look at them as separate communities. They're kind of like we're all kind of one big community as far as our law enforcement services go.
Do you ever get any complaints from communities that say, this isn't what we used to have, and we're upset about it?
No, early on, when we've gone into areas where they have their own police department, sure, there's sentiments, and it was their people, and that's what they seen growing up. So sure, and you have to prove to them that you're going to do the job, and we feel as though we've done that, and obviously we have maintained all our contracts, and so hopefully we've done what we were tasked to do.
We're talking about the towns, small towns that have either disbanded their police force or are considering doing that to save money and rely on other towns, such as the Ohio Township Police, to pick up the slack for them. With us by phone is Ohio Township Police Chief Norbert Miklos, and also with us is Christine Manganis of our content partner Public Source, who has reported on this topic. One of the things that sparked this piece is the situation in Wilkinsburg, where they have considered disbanding their police department. It hasn't happened yet, and a lot of folks there, I'm sure, hoping that it doesn't. But if you live in Wilkinsburg or another community considering dissolving its police force, We'd like to know what concerns you have, or if you live in a town that no longer has its own police, we'd like to hear from you about what's happening there and whether you feel as safe as you used to. 412-246-2002 is the number to call. We had a caller who could not stay on the line who says that there are wealthy communities such as West Hemfield that could afford police departments but are using the state police. Are we seeing that happening more and more? Christine, you're nodding that this is something you're aware of.
Well, I would say that, you know, when considering disbanding, people can take into effect state police where they pay nothing for coverage, and they can take into effect having a neighboring district. It really, I would say, depends on size. Size is a huge factor. Say in Ohio Township with their coverage, some of those towns that they cover, they have 300 people, you know, so it's, as their population, state police might be the right choice, or, you know, depending on the
if I may speak,
district.
Yeah, go ahead.
On that matter,
sure, Chief.
The issue in Hemfield with the state police, I think what people are getting upset about is Hemfield, they believe, is a community that's viable and could afford their own, and they're having the state police. They're a community of, I think, 20,000 people. There is currently some legislation that would address that where... I don't have the House bill in front of me, but I don't know what committee it's in or where it stands in the legislature. But it would mandate the communities that use the state police would be assessed a fee of, I believe it was like $150 per person for the number of people in that community. And if that would go through, then do the math, 20,000 times 150, and then Hemfield would have to decide, now, do we want our own police department or do we want to pay the state police? And other people are saying that's just not fair because, these smaller communities are footing the bill and the state police are in Hemfield and providing the service where they probably could afford to pay something. So it's going to be addressed at some point, and I don't know where it stands.
Right. And, as far as costs are concerned, if it's free, that's certainly something to take into consideration. Chief, I know you're obviously partial to the work of your own police force, but would you say that certainly the state police are not a bad way to go, but are something like the Ohio Township Police better able to do the job, though it's not as cost effective as just relying on the state police?
Well, the state police, sure, they're a great police agency, very capable, but they're limited in numbers also. Now, if you contact them and ask them how many officers they have in a particular area, well, they're just not able to cover the areas with the same coverage that we can provide or any small community can provide to their community. So, nothing to say bad about the state police. Outstanding organization, one of the best in the country. But you have X amount of troopers for very large areas, and they're working the interstates and highways and that, and what they have to do is come from those duties and check out on these small towns and then go back. But I don't know how it works in Hemfield.
Right.
Sure,
well,
they have a number of troopers that are assigned to that area.
Well, certainly we know for a fact that the state police numbers are down. We talked about that. We actually addressed that on this program and talked with a member of the state police who said that they are actively, aggressively recruiting to get more officers. Let's take a call at 412-246-2002 from Kevin in Crafton. Hi, Kevin. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I had a question for the chief from Ohio Township. I was just wondering, because we're from a smaller community, too, and if we went through something like this, one of my concerns would be the current officers in our department. And what happens with their job? Are you absorbing those officers as well whenever you're covering and expanding these territories, or what's your process there?
All the communities that we currently serve, anyone that originally had their own police department, they disband their department prior to us coming. They didn't disband and come with us. They disbanded and went with the state police for a year or more, and then they sought services, and that's when we picked them. So whatever happened with those departments when they dissolved them was before we came in.
Kevin, go ahead.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Kevin, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So what about what the chief is saying here?
No, I mean, I get it, and it's not the to me, it's a shady move by the councils to do stuff like that, because I know these officers work very hard and a long time to find communities that they, you know, patrol and keep safe for years, for them to be, you know, part of the cost-cutting measure, and then for someone else to step in. So I'm related to police officers. I can see how that would, you know.
Yeah, okay, but I'm not here to try to sell the product.
That would be a down check to me to see that happen.
Yeah, Kevin, I understand what you're saying. I'm not here to sell a product. I'm just what we have done in these communities around us and the services that we provide. Each community is unique. Each community is different. And how they handle their services is certainly, you know, up to them. And I understand exactly what you're saying. And but in these areas that we serve, this has what we have done and what they have done has worked out very well for everybody.
Kevin, thank you for that call. Let's go to Mike in Wilkinsburg. Mike, welcome. Good to hear from you.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Good. I live in Wilkinsburg. And while, you know, we cooperate and use the city services and fire and garbage, that's worked out fabulously. I don't think the residents of Wilkinsburg are going to be very interested in sharing at least police service with Pittsburgh. Many of our residents move around East Liberty, Homewood, and move back and forth between communities. And we're a heavily black community, and black folks in Wilkinsburg don't have the best experience with the Pittsburgh police force.
Well, these are important points that you're bringing up. Christine Manganis, this is obviously a cost-saving move mm-hmm. that Wilkinsburg is considering, and they have not yet, in fact, they've voted against this so far. How much money are they saying that this would save?
I spoke with Finance Director David Egler from Wilkinsburg, and he said that he can't say exactly how much, but the cost would be around $800,000. Saving.
And Mike, I would put to you as a resident of Wilkinsburg, is it worth that? Is it worth that amount of money, in your opinion, for Wilkinsburg? If you put that against the value of having its own, of Wilkinsburg having its own police force, how do you think it shakes out?
Well, I'm all for cooperation and for saving money in a poor community, but the residents will be up in arms if we would merge with the city. Other police forces, maybe.
Hmm. Mike, thank you for that call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Lisa in Clinton Township. Hi, Lisa. We're running short on time, so welcome, and go ahead.
I just wanted to make a statement that I'm in Butler County, but just past Fawn Township, Trentham, that area, so out very close to Allegheny County. We use the state police because our township has no police. And I really don't think it's a great idea because of the length of time it takes them to respond to a call.
That's a very important point. I would ask Chief Miklos, what about response time? Is that a key issue for you as far as people like Lisa are concerned?
I mean, our response time?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely not. We have
No. I'm saying that if you can respond quicker, that would be certainly an advantage to having the Ohio Township Police, for example, as opposed to the state police.
Well, sure, and that's what I said before. The state police are understaffed and they're spread out, so it's difficult for them to. I mean, it's just difficult for them because of the understaffing.
Sure.
They're an outstanding police department, believe me.
No doubt. Well, it's obviously something that communities will continue to weigh and have to sort through. And unfortunately, we've come to time for this segment, but I want to thank both of our guests, Christine Manganis of our content partner Public Source, who has reported on this topic, joining us in studio. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks especially to Ohio Township Police Chief Norbert Miklos for taking time out of your day to join us by phone. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh.